This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Evangelist and pastor Franklin Graham says one of the lessons to be learned from Charlie Gard concerns socialized medicine, which has been in Britain for decades. It comes with the cost of giving such cases as Charlie's to medical efficiency experts. No room for parents who raise over $1 million to apply cutting-edge U.S. therapies. Charlie's parents have hours to develop new and convincing evidence telling why, in the British context, Charlie should live. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue says U.S. senators need to hear that Planned Parenthood is failing even its mission and deserves defunding. Operation Rescue has documented 23 emergency transports from Planned Parenthood clinics this year. The flagship Margaret Sanger Planned Parenthood in New York City had its 7th such emergency this year, just last week. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Other headlines show big money going to abortion and population control. £1 million will fund abortion, and Melinda Gates says she'll spend more than $250 million on population control to try to counter funding cuts ordered by President Donald Trump. And a recent Pew poll shows over a fourth of evangelical Christians say abortion should be legal. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. Or find us on social media. This has been Life News Radio.